Good morning, church, and welcome to our online sermon this morning. I hope you're having a great summer holiday. This morning, we're going to be looking at Psalm 103, and it's a psalm that I absolutely love. It's a psalm of praise, and it's a psalm that reminds me of all the things that I have to be thankful for. We know, and we've spoken about often, that it has been a difficult 2 years or so. And during the difficult times, whether it's because of COVID or all the other things that have happened over the last 2 years, it can sometimes be hard to find things to be thankful for. Sometimes life can feel very dark and overwhelming. And what we need in those moments is a bit of perspective, a reminder that there is light around us and it's not necessarily as bad as we think. And what I mean by that is not that your situation isn't difficult, but that there are always things that we can thank God for. And so this morning, let us look at Psalm 103 as it reminds us that we have reason to praise God. Praise the Lord, my soul, all my innermost being, praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all our sins and heals all our diseases, who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion, who satisfies your desires with good things so that our youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord works righteousness and justice for all the oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, his deeds to the people of Israel. The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love. He will not always accuse, nor will he harbor his anger forever. He does not treat us as our sins deserve or repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is love for those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed all our transgressions from us. As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. For he knows how we are formed. He remembers that we are dust. The life of mortals is like grass. They flourish like a flower of the field. The wind blows over it and it is gone, and its place remembers it no more. But from everlasting to everlasting, the Lord's love is with those who fear him, and his righteousness with their children's children, and those who keep his covenant and remember to obey his precepts. The Lord has established his throne in heaven, and his kingdom rules over all. Praise the Lord, you his angels, you mighty ones who do his bidding, who obey his word. Praise the Lord, all his heavenly hosts, you his servants who do his will. Praise the Lord, all his works everywhere in his dominion. Praise the Lord, O my soul. It's such a great psalm, and it is just so full of reasons that we have to be thankful. It starts with saying to us that we should not forget a single blessing. In the NIV, the one I've just read to you now, it says, don't forget his benefits. And that is what we want to talk about this morning. Sometimes we need perspective. We need to be reminded that we have reason to be thankful. We have reason to praise God, even when life is difficult, even when we're going through darkness, even when we are suffering and it is just really tough, even then we still have reason to praise God and be thankful. So what are some of these reasons that we have to be thankful? Well, let's look at one of the first ones the psalm speaks about. He forgives our sins, every one of them. That is a reason to rejoice. All the things that we have done wrong, the mistakes that we have made, God forgives them. There is nothing that God will not forgive of us. He is a forgiving and loving God. 1 John 1:8-9 says, if we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us all from unrighteousness. I once heard it said that a reason that some people end up in psychiatric hospitals is because of unforgiveness. They are unable to forgive those around them for the things that that have been done to them, and they are unable to forgive themselves. So isn't it amazing to be reminded that in Christ we have forgiveness? No matter what we've done, God will forgive us when we come to him. And no matter where we may be in our lives, this is something that we can always be thankful for. Thankful that Jesus Christ came to earth and he died on the cross and he rose 3 days later. And because of that enormous act of love, we are able to receive forgiveness for all the things, the mistakes that we have made. So there's our number one reason right there that we can be thankful and we get to praise God this morning. Our sins are forgiven. The next one is he heals us. He heals us. Let's read from Isaiah. It says this: surely he, talking about Jesus, took up our pain and bore our suffering. Yet we considered him punished by God, stricken by him and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his wounds we are healed. God takes our pain. He bears our suffering, our broken hearts, our scars from when people have hurt us and done things they shouldn't to us. God is able to heal us from those things. He's able to mend us and to fix us and help us to be complete once more. He is able to heal us emotionally. He is able to heal us spiritually, restoring our relationship with him, giving us forgiveness and giving us a place in his family. But he is also able to heal us of our diseases. And I'm sure many of you can speak about how God has healed you or know of people that God has healed. You can tell stories of tumors miraculously disappearing, of cancer being miraculously healed, of times when God has stepped in to heal. But I also know that many of you may not have been healed of your diseases, and you're wondering, well, how does this work? God can heal, but there are times when he doesn't, due to the broken world we live in, due to his purpose, due to reasons that we just do not understand. And we looked at this a little bit when we did our series, God on Mute. There are times when we don't receive healing on this side of eternity, but I truly believe that all of us will be healed. Because one day when we're with him in heaven, we will have heavenly bodies and there will be no more tears, no more pain, no more hurt, as Revelation so clearly tells us. But our God is a God who heals, who is able to satisfy us, who is able to give us peace. And even if we still have these diseases and we're praying and we're asking and saying, God, please heal us, and the answer to that is not the one we want, we know that we have a God who will walk with us through our suffering, who will continue to love us and will continue to enable us to deal with the difficult situations that we are in. And so we have reason to be thankful, because our God brings us peace and our God is a God who heals. Let us think about the fact that right now we have a vaccination rollout. And I truly believe the reason that we have a vaccine for COVID is because of God. Because our God is a God who inspires doctors. Our God is a God who enabled the vaccination to come about and to come into the hands of people who could use it. What is another reason that we can thank God? Because he redeems us. He saves our lives. Romans chapter 6 verse 7 to 23 describes how once we lived under the mastery of sin. We were slaves. We had no choice. We did wrong things. We were trapped in this darkness, unable to get forgiveness, unable to make choices on our own. And the bad choices we continued to make drove us into bad places that had horrible consequences. We were slaves to sin. But God has redeemed us. Through Jesus Christ, he has bought us. We now belong to him. We are no longer slaves to sin, but instead Romans speaks about, and it says, I'm putting this in human terms for you, you now get to be slaves to God. But God is not an unkind master. God, our God, is a God who loves us, who wants what is very best for us. So he has bought us. We belong to him. We now live in his house. We are part of his family, and he does the very best for us. Every choice he calls us to make is in our best interests. He wants us to live and to be the best versions of ourselves that we can be, which is why he has redeemed us, why he has brought us back from sin, which was a controlling thing in our lives that was destroying us, that we can now live with him in love and one day inherit eternal life. So why do we have reason to be thankful? Because no longer does sin have a right to call the shots in our lives. No longer are we forced to make bad decisions, because God is in control of our lives. If we will but just listen to him and do things his way, remembering that everything he does is out of his unfailing, unending love for us, we have great reason to be thankful. Another reason, and I love this, he crowns us with love and mercy. He crowns us with love and compassion. When you crown someone, you're honoring them. You're pointing out that they are the most important person in the land, a queen, a king. They are crowned to show that they are honored, that they are the ruler of the land. And God crowns us, honors us with his incredible love and mercy. Let me read to you this morning, Romans chapter 8, so you can be reminded of his incredible love for you, what it is that he is crowning with you with this morning. What then shall we say in response to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for all of us, how will he not also, along with him, graciously give us all things? Who will bring any charge against those whom God has chosen? It is God who justifies. Who then is the one who condemns? No one. Christ, who died, more than this, who was raised to life, is at the right hand of God and is also interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? As it is written, for your sake we face death all day long. We are considered sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Aren't these incredible verses? If you are still wondering, why should I be thankful? What do I have to praise God for? There it is in those verses. He did not spare his own son. He gave him up because he loves you. He chose to love you more than his son, in that he has given each of us life, but took his son's for that sake. He loves us. And if he is for us, who can be against us? There is nothing that can separate us from the love of God. Not death, not life, not angels, not demons, not your present situation, not any future situation, not any past situation. There is nothing that can separate you from God and his love for you. His love for you is so unfailing, so unending, so relentless. And he crowns us with this incredible love. He gives it to us. I'm feeling very thankful right now as I think about the God of all creation, the God of the universe, the one who holds everything that exists, holds it all together within himself. From the book of Colossians, that's what it says. The one who is supreme over all created things, Hebrews, And here he is, and he loves me and you with that kind of amazing sacrificial love. Wow. Praise the Lord, O my soul. But it doesn't end there. He wraps you in goodness, in beauty eternal. Psalms are poetry, and they're amazing poetry. He wraps you in goodness. He wraps you in a beauty that is eternal. That is so, so amazing. James 1:17 says that every good and perfect gift comes down from our Father. Every good and perfect good. Everything that we have in our lives that is good, everything that we have in our lives that is of benefit is from God. Psalm 23 verse 6 says, surely goodness and love will follow you all the days of your life. What an amazing promise. He has wrapped us in goodness. He has wrapped us in beauty eternal. Everything good in our lives is from him. And he has promised that love and goodness will follow us all the days of our lives. Why? Because he is with us all the days of our lives. The Bible says he will never leave or forsake us. Maybe this morning you were wondering, you're having a tough day, a tough week, a tough year, and you're kind of going, I don't feel like there's anything to be thankful for. I'm not sure what it is that I can praise God for this morning. I want to remind you, he loves you. He has wrapped you in his goodness. He is right there, here beside you this morning. He will forgive everything bad that you have ever done, and he will welcome you into his arms. He has redeemed you. He has bought you so that you could belong to him, so you could be part of his family and live in his household. You are not alone. You are loved by the most incredible, amazing God, and there is nothing that can separate you from that love. Oh boy, do we have reason to be thankful this morning. I'm not saying that takes away the toughness. I'm not saying that that takes away the suffering, but a light in a dark room lights up that room. A light, just a single speck in a dark room, changes the perspective, the atmosphere, the feeling in that room. And this morning we have more than a speck of light. We have a whole big ball of light because of Jesus Christ. So this morning, I want you to join me in praising God, in being thankful for all that he has done for you and I. And no matter what happens, no matter what may go wrong, we will always have these things to be thankful for. So the next time you're feeling a bit down, the next time you're feeling a little overwhelmed, I want you to read Psalm 103, and I want you to pray Psalm 103 and allow the peace of God, his goodness, his love, his beauty to wrap you up, to allow his love and compassion and mercy to crown you and remind you of who it is that you belong to and who it is you are living for. Let us pray this morning. Lord God, Lord Jesus, thank you that so much for all that you have done for us. I thank you that you have redeemed us, that you have forgiven us. I thank you for your unfailing love and your incredible mercy and compassion. Please help us to praise you and to live for you. And for those that are sitting in darkness, would you turn their darkness to light right now, I pray, in your holy and wonderful name. Amen. I hope you enjoy the rest of your week. And I hope that this time together will bless you, and we will see you soon.